Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about some items in the news.
Yeah.
One is something that happened here in Taiwan recently, and one is something that happened way off in Poland, and perhaps it happened 397 million years ago.
But we have the news just recently. We're going to be talking about some rocks that they found that have preserved the footprints of some unknown species. So that's a little later. But first, we're going to talk about a new national park here in Taiwan.
Yay!
Ooh, that's very exciting. I love national parks.
They are pretty cool, although they can get crowded on weekends.
Yeah.
So plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And this national park is actually down in Tainan, which is a place I wouldn't think would have national parks, especially if part of it is in Tainan City. An actual city has part of a national park. So let's find out what this is all about, everybody. Let's read our news items now, and then we'll come back and talk about them.
Taiwan's 8th National Park opens. Taichung National Park, covering parts of Tainan City and Tainan County, was officially opened in late December of last year. As the 8th National Park in Taiwan, it will serve to protect traditional aspects of the local economy, such as fish farms as well as local plants and animals. The park is also of historical significance, as it includes the place where military commander Ko Xinga launched his successful effort to defeat the Dutch, who controlled parts of southern Taiwan in the 17th century. The main difference between Taichung National Park and other national parks is that it will contain specifically designated zones in which certain economic activities will be allowed and encouraged. The park will strive to strike a balance between preservation and progress, allowing the local economy to move forward while providing a safe haven for endangered species such as the black-faced spoonbill. Tracks of oldest landwalkers found. Scientists in Poland have discovered the footprints of the oldest four-legged animals that walked on land. Rocks from an old quarry in the southeast of the country were found to have preserved the footprints of an unknown species that lived approximately 397 million years ago. The find is noteworthy as it demonstrates that land vertebrates appeared about 18 million years earlier than was previously thought. The discovery also provides scientists with the earliest record of creatures that moved out of the sea and took their first steps onto land. The animal was, in all likelihood, somewhat like a crocodile in appearance, and probably lived like modern-day amphibians, moving between water and land. Researchers speculate that these creatures lived in areas such as coral lagoons, where the tides would wash up sources of food twice daily. This would have allowed them to gradually evolve into land-walking creatures over time.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about Taiwan's 8th National Park. I don't know what the other 7 are. Let's see, there's Yangmingshan National Park,
Kending,
Taroko, maybe Shishan, some other ones. But this one is the 8th one, and it's called Taichung National Park, and it covers parts of Tainan City and Tainan County. And this new national park was officially opened in late December of last year. Yay! So that was only a couple months ago. And if something is officially done, it's done by people in the government, usually. So it's formally done by government officials, and they probably had a groundbreaking ceremony or something like that. Some VIPs were invited, the media was there, pictures were taken, people posed with important people, and people could go into this place and enjoy it.
Yeah, usually when they have an official opening, they do have a big ceremony. You probably have already heard about the news, but then they have this big ceremony to draw media attention to it. Now, as the 8th National Park in Taiwan, this is what it's going to serve to do, or this is its purpose. It's going to protect traditional aspects of the local economy, like their fish farms there and also the local plants and animals. When you talk about an aspect of something, you're talking about a feature or a part of something. One of my favorite aspects of my job is getting to work with some great people here at the company. We have some lovely folks. So you can use aspects just to talk about one particular part of something. You can also use it to talk about someone's point of view. From your aspect, what do you think of this new project?
From my aspect, are you asking me?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll answer your question. I think it's a great idea, especially when we find out what they're trying to accomplish here. They're trying to allow certain kinds of commercial concerns to be involved with the park, so that sounds good. Again, it's going to protect traditional aspects of the local economy. For example, these fish farms, which are places which produce those fish that we all love to eat, and also the local plants and animals. The black-faced spoonbill comes to mind there. Well, the park is also of historical significance, as it includes the place where the military commander Kissinger launched his successful effort to defeat the Dutch. So if something has significance, that means it's important, it's noteworthy, it's remarkable. It's got a historical significance or importance because I guess this guy, Kissinger, was there and he got rid of those awful Dutch people. They were here in Taiwan planting tulips all over the place and building those funny windmills and forcing everybody to wear those wooden shoes.
I don't know if they did that, but yeah, it's nice to control your own part of the world, that's for sure. Significance can also mean the meaning of something. I don't understand the significance of this report, you could say. So you don't really understand its point or the implications of it. But here, of course, it just means the importance of this particular area. And it does have a lot of importance, at least in history. There is a main difference between Taichung National Park and the other national parks. This one's going to contain specifically designated zones. Now, when you have a zone of some sort, it's an area of land. Usually the government decides what that zone is, or maybe the business that owns the property. We use zone in sports, too, to talk about the area of a football field, American football, where a touchdown is scored. That's the end zone. But here, they have specially designated zones in which certain activities, economic activities, money-making activities, that's what that means, will be allowed and encouraged.
Right. Okay, so they've got these specially designated zones. And again, they're going to allow certain economic activities. I wonder what those economic activities are going to be. Well, the park will strive to strike a balance between preservation and progress. If you strike a balance between something, you try to satisfy two sides of a question, okay? So they're going to have people allowing people in there to do some economic activity, maybe sell things or open up hotels or whatever. But on the other hand, they're going to try to preserve the area. So they're going to have these things work together. They're going to be hand in hand trying to reach a goal together.
Now, preservation is the noun form of the verb to preserve, which means you're going to take this area of land and protect it, usually from people. You're protecting the wildlife there as well as the scenery and the natural environment. When you protect the wildlife, you're usually protecting them against hunters that want to come in there and kill them. So preservation is one of the things they're going to try to accomplish. And then progress. Progress usually means you're making some sort of advancement or movement toward a goal that you've set. And they do see that they're going to have to also encourage progress. I think that's where the economic activities come in. They're going to allow the local economy to move forward, maybe let them build some hotels and restaurants, things like that for tourists.
And sometimes hotels and restaurants can actually damage the environment because people will buy things there and maybe they'll throw their garbage at the side of the road and stuff like that. So hopefully this will actually work together with the park. People won't do that. The restaurants and hotels will be run cleanly. And everybody will be happy, and people will make money, and people will enjoy the natural beauty of this place. And a safe haven will be provided for endangered species, such as the black-faced spoonbill.
A haven's a place of safety, like a harbor. You know, there might be a big storm out there on the ocean, and the ships will want a safe haven, so they'll come into the harbor in order to stay protected and safe. I did want to mention to our listeners that progress is being used as a noun here, but it's kind of tricky. When it's used as a verb, the pronunciation's different. It's to progress. So be careful to know which verb or noun form you're trying to say. It will make a big difference in whether people understand you. progress for the noun, progress for the verb. Now, you know a little bit about these black-faced spoonbills, don't you?
Well, not much more than most people do, but they are an endangered bird. There are only, a couple hundred of them, maybe. And they fly between Taiwan and some islands off of Korea or something like that every year. So I think it's late in the year that people go down there to some river estuary and look at these birds. I think they're probably gone now. They've gone back to Korea now. But again, this is an endangered species. That means there aren't very many of them. And if we're not careful, they'll all die out and we won't be able to look at these wacky birds anymore with their really strange bills. They've got these long bills that look like big spoons, big cooking spoons, actually.
Of course, a bill on a bird is a beak. So it sounds like they like the warm winters here and then they fly away when it gets a little warm. Is that the deal?
Well, I talked to one of them and they said they like the cho tofu down in Tainan. They come down here. It's especially good during the winter.
And then they
go back for the kimchi in Korea.
I didn't know you could speak to birds.
Okay, well, you might be able to see some of those black-faced spoonbills down in this new national park down in Tainan. Well, now we're going to shift our focus off to another part of the world, Poland, and some people have found some footprints there. But before we talk about that, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a couple of minutes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们首先要介绍的是台湾的第八座的国家公园。这个国家公园呢，在一开始的句子写着 Taichung National Park, covering parts of Tainan City and Tainan County, was officially opened in late December of last year. 就在去年的12月底就正式的揭牌成立了。而这个国家公园的特色呢，后面有提到 It will serve to protect traditional aspects of the local economy. 它其实功能就是要保护地方经济的传统面向。在这里的 aspect 代表着就是方面、层面的意思。他觉得他已经从各个角度去考虑了这个问题。我们就可以说 She felt she had looked at the problem from every aspect. 后面还提到了 The park is also of historical significance. 这个公园呢也有它历史上的重要意义。正是因为呢园区里面纳入了军事领导也就是郑成功当初成功击退荷兰人的据点咯。再来看到第二段后面提到其实呢这个国家公园它跟其他的国家公园不同的地方就在于它有 specifically designated zones, 它有所谓特定所指定的区域。在这里我们看到 designate 其实当作动词有命名指定的意思。像我们说这个楼层已经被定为是无烟区你就可以写 This floor has been designated as a non-smoking area 而就在这个特别指定的区域当中呢 In which certain economic activities will be allowed and encouraged 在这个区域当中呢就可以有某些经济活动进行在后面就提到 The park will strive to strike a balance between preservation and progress allowing the local economy to move forward while providing a safe haven for endangered species such as the black-faced spoonbill. 其实呢这个国家公园极力呢在保持也就是 preservation, 也就是呢生态的保育跟人文发展之间的一个平衡。而后面就提到除了让当地的地方产业可以迈进的同时也提供给黑面琵鹭这一类的 endangered species 一个安全的避风港所以当我们提到呢是一个安全的避风港或者是场所就可以说 a safe haven
We're gonna take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back
Welcome back, everybody. Today we're in the news, and we just talked about the new national park that has just opened down in Tainan City and County. Check it out if you have time. Well, now we're going to talk about something that's going on in Poland here. We're not having a revolution or anything like that. We're not eating Polish sausage either. We're talking about an archaeological find here. Would this be archaeology if they found these footprints of some ancient creature?
Usually, archaeology has to do with societies of people, doesn't it? That's an interesting question, yeah.
I think actually this would involve the science of paleontology, if you care
dinosaurs.
To look up dinosaurs, right, or ancient creatures that lived a long time ago. And scientists in Poland have discovered the footprints of the oldest four-legged animals that walked on land. A footprint, of course, is the image you leave behind if you're walking on soft ground, for example. Footprints, it can be of any creature, of a person or of an animal. Dogs sometimes will leave their paw prints on wet cement if they're, making a sidewalk. Dogs don't know these things, so they walk over there.
Oh, I tried to do that as a kid, though, Tom. I would go, and if I saw wet cement, I'd try to put my handprint or my footprint down.
Were you successful?
Yeah, sometimes my initials as well.
Oh, cool. I've seen other people's initials, but of course...
If it was just a fun thing to do as kids.
Okay, that's okay. But I don't think these creatures left these footprints in wet cement. I think they were just going around looking for food and stuff, and for some reason... These footprints survived until the present day, and people in Poland, especially those scientists, have seen them.
Yeah, they sure have. You can make lots of different footprints in sand and dirt and things like that. A lot of hunters will follow footprints, follow the trail of someone, some animal by following the footprints, or maybe they're looking for some criminal who escaped from prison. They'll follow the footprint.
But again, here they found these footprints of a very old creature. It was a four-legged animal.
Yeah.
In other words, an animal with four legs, and it walked on land as opposed to swimming in the sea. Well, rocks from an old quarry in the southeast of the country were found to have preserved the footprints of an unknown species that lived a really long time ago, approximately 397 million years ago, give or take a couple of million years. Okay, so this isn't a quarry. A quarry is like a place where they take minerals out of the ground, right?
There are different sorts of rocks. We have a lot of quarries, rock quarries, actually in Arizona where I grew up. And they'll use some of these rocks that they harvest, you could say. They dig out of the ground and they'll use them in houses that they build sometimes even. It doesn't have to be a valuable mineral. It just needs to be some sort of rock that has value. So they got these from old quarries in the southeast part of that country there in Poland. And these rocks happen to preserve the footprints. But this species is unknown. We don't really know what species it was.
No, we don't. But the find is noteworthy. Mm. It's significant. It's important. It's worth taking note of because it demonstrates that land vertebrates appeared about 18 million years earlier than was previously thought. So that's why it's noteworthy. Scientists thought that these land vertebrates, in other words, land animals with backbones, basically, were actually walking on the land earlier than they thought. So they'll probably have to rethink all their theories about evolution and the preservation of animals and all that kind of stuff.
Now, notice here that they think they lived approximately 397 million years ago. I love, though, that they didn't say 400 million years ago. So when you say something's approximately some number, it's an estimate. It's not an exact figure at all. They're sort of guessing, but I'm sure they have a lot of facts and information to help them make a pretty accurate guess, you could say. So it is noteworthy. You want to pay attention to it because it helps them learn about some of the other things they've been studying. I don't study this stuff myself, do you?
Not really. To me, it probably doesn't make a difference whether it was 397 million years ago or 379 million years ago. To me, they're still big numbers. But I guess I could guess that this means that these creatures existed before the dinosaurs did, So it kind of puts things in perspective here as to the evolution of life on the planet Earth. Well, the discovery also provides scientists with the earliest record of creatures that moved out of the sea and took their first steps onto land. Mm. So this has been a pretty long scientific theory. It's been around for a long time that life first evolved in the oceans, and then later these creatures in the oceans started to go onto the land.
Yeah,
and
the amoeba.
The amoeba, right. That was like one of the first creatures. So this is the earliest record of a creature that actually started to walk onto the land, which, if you're a scientist, is extremely significant.
It's very exciting for those guys, especially those who have devoted many, many years to the study of this field. Well, the animal, this unknown species, was in all likelihood somewhat like a crocodile in appearance. Crocodiles and alligators are found in swamps around the world. Now, in all likelihood, this is probably what it looked like. We're not really sure. A likelihood is the noun form of something being likely. So it has a good chance of being true. So it looked like a crocodile in appearance. And they're pretty scary looking. And it probably lived like modern day amphibians. Amphibians can move between water and land easily. One very notable amphibian, of course, is the frog.
Mm-hmm. A frog, right. So those are amphibians. And researchers speculate that these creatures lived in areas such as coral lagoons. We'll talk about that in just a second here. But if you speculate about something, it means you take an educated guess or make an educated guess. You don't really know for sure because basically all they have are these footprints, right? Uh-huh. So they have to take these guesses based on previous information. So they're speculating here.
Mm-hmm. You can also use speculate in business. Sometimes people will take a risk in business. Maybe you know some people who have speculated in real estate. So they've bought some land or buildings and hoped that they would make a profit when the price or the value of those pieces of real estate went up. They were speculating. Mm-hmm. You can also speculate, of course, in the stock market.
And you do that in order to make money later on to know which stocks are going to increase in value and which ones won't. Well, a coral lagoon is like a bay with lots of coral there. So if there's coral, there's going to be lots of life forms there. And the tides would wash up sources of food twice a day. So the tide, of course, is when the ocean rises and goes down based on the gravitational pull of the moon and the sun and stuff like that. And this would have allowed those creatures to gradually evolve into land-walking creatures over time. So they'd get food there at the lagoon. And then over time, they'd think, maybe we should evolve a little bit further so we can go further into land and find other things to eat.
Gradually here means something happens slowly over time. Little steps take place until something changes. Evolve, of course, is something that is actually developing or changing. Usually we use it to talk about something that changes gradually over time. So these two words together really work well. A lot of animals have evolved over time based on the circumstances where they live. They need to survive, so they evolve. Okay, everybody, it's time for a Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
再来我们要看的是最古老的陆上生物足迹化石。在一开始我们看到句子写着 Scientists in Poland have discovered the footprints of the oldest four-legged animals that walked on land. 原来波兰的科学家发现了最古老四足动物登陆的脚印。而这个呢不知的物种后面有提到An unknown species that lived approximately 397 million years ago. 大约生存的年代呢，距离现在是3.9亿年以前。The find is noteworthy as it demonstrates that land vertebrates appeared about 18 million years earlier than was previously thought.这样子的发现呢，其实是相当的 noteworthy, 值得注意的，因为它证明的就是陆地脊椎动物出现的时间比我们原先早前认为的还要更早上1800万年。这里的脊椎动物就叫做 vertebrates。在第二段开始谈到 The discovery also provides scientists with the earliest record of creatures that moved out of the sea and took their first steps onto land. 当然，这项发现也提供科学家这些生物的最早记录，记录着它们离开海洋，然后登上陆地。The animal was, in all likelihood, somewhat like a crocodile. 而这个动物呢，其实外貌非常有可能跟鳄鱼是相当相似的。在这里的片语 in all likelihood, 其实就等于 probably, 解释成为大概很可能。所以后面就提到了 Researchers speculate that these creatures lived in areas such as coral lagoons. 科学研究人员也推测呢，这些动物它们其实居住的是在 coral lagoons, 也就是珊瑚泻湖的地区。This would have allowed them to gradually evolve into land-walking creatures over time.正因为潮汐每天会把食物的来源冲上岸两次，所以随着时间的改变呢，这样的方式也让他们逐渐的演化成为陆地的生物 land walking creatures.
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, I had a lot of fun talking about this new national park and these footprints in Poland. Hopefully you will find just as interesting things to talk about amongst yourselves.And for you, we hope the news is always good news. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.